The Little Red Schoolhouse was the center of town for many years. This is where we met to roll Red Cross bandages during World War I, where the farmers met to learn the latest farming techniques, where political rallies were held, and where people gathered to worship on Sundays. And then they wanted to tear this building down. We couldn't let them tear it down. It simply held too much history. Scottsdale children first went to school in the little wooden building next to where this one is now. In 1909, a bond was passed unanimously to build a more permanent school. It cost a total of $4,500 to build, and the townfolk paid for it themselves. School started in January 1910. On February 26, 1910, Winfield Scott's birthday, it was dedicated, just months before the town founder passed away. Children rehearsed here for community plays and parades. Every May 1st, there was a May Day celebration. Families gathered here for potluck dinners. The Little Red Schoolhouse quickly became the heart and soul of the community, even as the town grew and its purposes changed over the years. A new and bigger school opened in 1928. Mexican and Native American children learned to read, write, and speak English in the Little Red Schoolhouse. After 1954, it served as a police station, a city hall, and a library. Then, in 1967, the new library opened and the city decided they no longer needed this building. They were going to tear it down. The citizens of Scottsdale, many of whom had attended school here, stood up and declared they would not allow it. Pansy Beaucamp quickly started a petition to save the building, and the Historical Society was formed. The city decided the building could be salvaged, but it needed renovations and a new roof. And the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce said if they could rent the building, they would raise the funds themselves. The Historical Society pitched in, selling little wooden slates to raise donations. And after all the hard work, the building was saved. In 1991, the Scottsdale Historical Society moved in and opened Scottsdale's first history museum, preserving the story of the town for posterity. This building, which was built to teach pioneer children reading, writing, and arithmetic, now teaches visitors from around the world about the history of Scottsdale.